ACF Stakeholders is a private group named after the Apalachicola, Chattahoochee, and Flint Rivers. The rivers generate electricity in Alabama, sustain an iconic oyster industry in Florida, and slake Georgia's thirst. Competition for the water has kept the three states tied up in court since 1990. There's a way to head that off, says group board member Greg Houston.
The Transboundary Water Management Institute is really the best avenue for basin-wide cooperation on water issues, particularly in the planning and the information gathering. And it's also a place for beginning conflict resolution.
Governor Rick Scott's lawyers want the nation's highest court to force Georgia to release more water. They say Apalachicola's crippled oyster industry is at stake. The report asked the Army Corps of Engineers to jolt the Apalachicola River with two major releases from Lake Lanier in May and July. The report also suggests longer-term solutions, Eustace says.
Well, the recommendations to the states ask them to continuously work to conserve more water, to track and to measure that conservation as well.
The group raised $1.7 million privately to pay for the five-year study. Its findings aren't binding. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.